Hi, everyone. Good morning. for those of you that don't know, I'm Brooke Shedden, and I am a regular member here at Oak River. And I hope you guys are having a great week. I know I am, so hopefully you guys are having the same. So this week, I recently had a tragedy happen to me, and something has really affected me emotionally, and so I found this verse. It's from 2 Corinthians 4:17 through 18, and it says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." And I think that we focus a lot of attention on how our troubles are hurting us and how the things that we're going through and the things that we're struggling with are pulling us down, but we need to look at it as those, how we can use those things to glorify God and how we can use them to strengthen ourselves. And I think that'll just change our whole mindset about the troubles that we have. So that's something that's really encouraged me this week, and I hope that you guys can all find encouragement in it too. There's also a picnic after church, so hopefully I will see you guys all there. Hope you enjoy the service.
Waking up morning, reviving dreams. I feel the wind on my back with promise, reminding me there's a garment of praise for heaviness. There's a new song burning inside my chest. I'm living in the goodness that He brings. Get your hopes up, lift your head up, let your faith arise. Get your hopes up, our God is for us, He's brought us back to life. Yeah. Hey. Your hopes up, lift your head up. your faith arise. Get your hopes up, our God is for us. He brought us back to life. Sing that again now, yeah. Get your hopes up, lift your head up. Let your faith arise. Get your hopes up, our God is for us. He's brought us back to
stronger than the grave.
fear is crippling. Save enough to be my home when my world is crumbling. I have come to know a love stronger than the grave. In my darkest hour, raise me up death to life. Resurrection power.
Let us read. I see all the love you've given me.
strong. Yes, your love is strong. Brings us together. Yeah, your love is strong. We want more of it. Love is strong. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Your love, you love first, enables us to love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Just draw near to Him today. Just draw near. Just forget everything that's going on around you today, whatever's got you. I mean, we go one place, but we know we got to go another place because we got to go somewhere else, place to go. So let's just forget all those places. Right now, focus on what's right here. And that's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Prince of Peace. And we need that peace today. We always need peace because there's so much turmoil and things going on around us. So let's just draw near to Him today. Just draw near to that King that wants us to draw near. He pursues us. He's kind. And He loves us. My child, and I am your father. Spend time with me, my sons and daughters. Whisper, I love you. It rings forever. my love, 'cause nothing is better. I sing and dance when I'm thinking of you, and I'm always thinking of you. You'll sing and dance when you think of me too. It's what I've made you to do. Sons and daughters, feel my pleasure, for you are my treasure. Daughters and sons, you bear ransom, new life has begun. You are my child. You are my child. I am your father. Spend time with me, my sons and daughters. Whisper, I love you. It rings forever. Drink of my love, 'cause nothing is better. I sing and dance when I'm thinking of you, and I'm always thinking of you. You'll sing and dance when you think of me too. It's what I've made you to do.
Feel my pleasure for you.
I saw this picture as I was driving in of kind of a schoolyard scene, like elementary school kind of thing, and kids playing tag, you know. But there was always that one person, whether you're a girl or a guy, you know, that you wanted them to catch you because you liked them or something, you know. And you knew they liked you. So you'd kind of slow down. Let them catch you. And they take you to, I don't know, the jail or goal or ghoul or whatever we called it. I can't remember what we called it. And then you got to be there with them, you know. So what am I saying? I'm saying so many of us are kind of like, well, we're not really letting God catch us and take us back to the jail or the safe place or the, you know, and you count to 10 and you're out. Well, if you get with God, you don't want to count to 10 and get out, you know. You want to stay in that place. So for many of us, we kind of, and we come to church and we kind of dig a lot of things that are happening, and but we need to let him catch us. Let him catch us. Let him catch us and wrap his arms around us. We talk about love a lot here. It's something I think that we just can't get it. God loves us so much. And I know, even I think about it, well, how much does he love me? And the really cool thing about it is yesterday you might have blown it, and today there's new mercies. Like the milkman has brought fresh milk, you know. Let him catch you, especially the guys. I see it in the guys a lot. We tend to want to stay, you know, kind of cool and don't want. I don't know what we don't want. We need to let God catch us in that schoolyard. Take us back to the steps where we get to spend time with him. You know, that's the goal. I don't know what we called it. Jail, I guess. Hey, it wouldn't be bad being locked up with Jesus, huh? His love is just simply reckless, uncontainable, unmeasurable. Let him catch us today. Start today.
Overwhelming, never ending. they're coming after me.
Fills this place. We ask for more, Father. I just release joy in this place right now. As we wait on our knees, and we know that you are good and faithful, and you don't take your faithfulness from us. You are the way, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through you. Yes, there's only one way in. It's Jesus. There's only one way. But when you're in, it's vast. It's vast. There's glory. There's favor. There's grace. It's so vast. It's not walking this little narrow road. It's full of life.